It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Crocodile Dundee was the number one movie this week in 1986. Janet Jackson's When I Think of You topped the charts, and the Electronic Communications Privacy Act was signed into law. 25 years ago is ancient history in technology, way before the web or iPhones. But unlike Australian actor Paul Hogan, the Electronic Communications Privacy Act is still around. Ryan Kahlo is with Stanford Center for Internet and Society.
This act is what governs the circumstances under which the government can get data on people's electronic communications, like their emails, that are being held in companies like Google or Facebook. And you'd be surprised sometimes about how little they have to go through in order to get it.
To get the logs of when you logged on, when you sent an email, or to get the actual content of the emails?
So this act really goes to the content of your communications. And so the idea here is that the government would try to get at, you know, what you said in an email.
Today, a coalition of privacy groups joins two U.S. senators in calling for updates to the ECPA, or ECPA. Gregory Nogheim is with one of those groups, the Center for Democracy and Technology. He says when the law was drafted, digital storage was expensive and companies didn't hold on to records very long.
Fast forward to today, storage is cheap. Now they hold email for a long time. And what does ECPA say? ECPA says that once the email is 6 months old or longer, law enforcement doesn't even have to go in front of a judge to get your older email.
How has this act handled the developments and evolutions of the last 25 years?
The problem is the act hasn't been given a comprehensive update. So you have things like we're all carrying cellular telephones today. So what does the law say about the location information that cellular telephones generate through their operation? Nothing. There's no consistent rule about what law enforcement has to show to a judge in order to get records about where you are right now, where you are going to be for the next 30 days, or where you were for the last 6 months.
If an update to ECPA is pushed through, it will bring the law to the present day. But what about the future technologies we haven't even thought of? Again, Ryan Kahlo.
In the law, you see again and again this debate between whether we should be using rules, which are very concrete and have the benefit of consistency and you know what they apply to, versus standards, which are these more loose or amorphous ideas. And, you know, of course, technology is moving so fast that standards seem to be the order of the day. It's a very difficult problem, and it's not easy for legislators or courts to solve it, I got to be honest.
Presenting
Tech Report Theater.
Today, the apology. I will play BlackBerry, producer Larissa Anderson, a BlackBerry customer. Customer, hi.
I don't want to talk to you, BlackBerry. I'm really mad at you.
Is this about our bug last week?
Bug? You didn't work. I couldn't email. I couldn't text. I made a commitment to this relationship, BlackBerry, and you let me down.
I know. I have issues. Things are just kind of weird for me right now. But I'm going to make it up to you. I'm giving all customers free apps, photo editing, games, productivity, $100 worth.
And the apps are still on BlackBerry, right?
That hurt me. Look, I can't change the past. I can only give you gifts and hope that you forget the past and never bring it up again.
Well, I guess thanks, but really, as soon as my contract is up, we need to talk. It's not you, it's me.
And curtain. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.